You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickert. We're in the midst of winter, which can mean heavy meals, comfort food, root vegetable dishes, beef stews. But our next guest says one way to brighten winter menus is to add citrus. The fruit is grown in warmer climates, and it's generally at its peak in our winter months.
We've tasked Food Friday regular Lori Skelton with testing how we can use citrus to brighten up our winter menus. And we're taking your calls, too, at 800-642-1234. Do you do this? What's your favorite way to get some citrus, some zest into your meals? What questions do you have about cooking with citrus? And what's your favorite recipe using the lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruits, and more for the winter? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post and find some recipes on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Skelton is one of WPR's in-house foodies, and she's with us in the studio right now. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start with the inspiration behind this segment. Why did you decide to pursue using citrus in winter cooking?
I was given a cookbook solely on citrus last summer and was told by several people, save it for winter because that's when all of the really interesting fruit actually makes it into Wisconsin. And then I did spend Christmas into New Year's in Florida, so I had a chance to practice on some very fresh fruit down there, then come back and find out what was waiting for me here in Wisconsin. I was very surprised to find out that almost everything in this citrus cookbook, which was written in California, can be found here in Wisconsin, and not just in specialty markets. Some of the winter fruits that they talk about are starting to show up more and more at your corner grocer. Great.
Now, there's a lot of talk, of course, about locally sourced foods. This is not going to be one of them in Wisconsin,
no.
Summer, spring, whatever season. But this can be a good time of year to find a lot of kinds of citrus in our stores.
And it's also a good time of year to use citrus in long-term do-it-yourself projects. There are a number of ways of preserving citrus for later use, as simple as pureeing kumquats and freezing the puree. That will keep in the refrigerator, in the freezer, for about 6 months. But there's also things like making preserved lemons or preserved limes, making your own limoncello or citrus salts or candied peels. And those can take time. And it's a great project for if you have, say, you're snowed in with the kids and you want something to do, get them in the kitchen and start making things that you can use months ahead with citrus.
So citrus is significant this time of year for people who celebrate the Chinese New Year. What's the connection there?
Certain citrus fruits are considered good luck at Chinese New Year. The Chinese word for orange and gold are very, very similar. The Chinese words for tangerine and luck are very similar. And the pomelo version of grapefruit has a similar sound to the Chinese words for prosperity and status. So all three of those fruits are considered lucky at Chinese New Year. So, again, perfect timing. It's a winter fruit, and yet, so here we go. We've got something to celebrate. If not local, it's certainly seasonal if you're celebrating Chinese New Year.
When I think of using citrus, I'll put lime on, you know, Mexican-style food, chicken taco or something like that. I'll just eat a piece of citrus or mix it into a fresh citrus vodka gimlet. When you put the word out to see, hey, what do you do with citrus and cooking? What kind of things were people talking about?
A lot of people were talking about slicing up oranges or grapefruit and adding them to salads to brighten up winter salads. Grapefruit is a really good thing to pair with fennel. Also, some bitter greens. If you've got some really bitter spinach at this time of year, you want to wake it up. Orange, lemon, grapefruit, great thing to throw in that salad. It's also a good thing to pair with avocado. Citrus does seem to like things that have a little bit of fat to them. And then there are the wonderful ideas for anything orange beef. The standard is Chinese takeout, but I know several people have mentioned they make beef stews and add a little bit of orange juice and a lot of grated orange zest. There was a recipe in the citrus cookbook for osso buco, a very hearty beef stew with orange gremolata, a way to really brighten up citrus zest. There were also recipes in here for pork and citrus. I've done that with oranges before. This was the first time I tried pork stuffed with grapefruit and fennel. I think that worked better as a salad, but the idea of starting to use more citrus with heartier meats. I think we always think about chicken. We always think about fish. But beef, pork, there are some definite ways you can use citrus, especially at this time of year, to, again, lighten the way the food tastes.
Well, and you talked earlier about pairing citrus and fennel, fennel bulb, for people who haven't used it before. And actually, you just mentioned meat. You did a pork loin that was stuffed with grapefruit and fennel. And how did that all come together?
That was one of the recipes in this book. I thought, in hindsight, it probably worked better as a cold salad. What I would do with pork is incorporate some kind of citrus, either lemon or lime or orange, into a mustard sauce. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a standard we expect on our table with pork. You throw in the citrus, it suddenly makes it brighter, makes the whole dish taste lighter.
And also tenderizes the meat a little bit as well.
Just a little, yeah.
It's Food Friday. Lori Skelton is with us talking about integrating citrus into our winter cooking. And let's get to the recipe you have on the Central Time Facebook page, Lori. You did a couple cakes, and thank you for that, by the way. They're both really good. The one we've got, let's start with the one on the Facebook page. Beautiful. Just to look at this thing, it was amazing. A blood orange upside down cake.
Which I have to throw out there. Blood oranges are my absolute favorite.
Oh, well, I like them. They're just so cool looking, too.
Why do you prefer a blood orange over your standard navel?
It's a more complex flavor. It's not quite so simply sweet. There's a sweetness, but it's not. That's not the first thing you think. And I have to say, visually, it's just stunning.
It is.
You feel like a vampire when you're eating it.
Yes, there's something, there's almost a berry quality to a blood orange. And they're showing up, again, more and more in Wisconsin. Oddly enough, the blood oranges that have the most flavor are the kind we don't always get in America, because the ones that have the most flavor, let's get check my notes here, Tarocco. It's an Italian orange, but they don't have the, for want of a better word, the red color bleeding onto the skin. Moro oranges do, and those are the kind you tend to see more in America. So if you see something that's marked blood orange and it doesn't look any redder, chances are you've got the better tasting orange, so grab it. To get back to this recipe, this was a very easy upside down cake. Rather than having to make a heavy caramel to stick your slices of blood orange on, this was just very simply melt some butter, throw in some brown sugar, throw in a little bit of citrus juice, put that in the bottom of your cake pan, slice your oranges so it looks like either jewels or, as one of my friends said, a crinoid fossil, and then you put batter on top of that. I ran across a number of recipes for orange upside down cakes. I like this particular one from the New York Times because it used more cornmeal than it used flour. Twice as much finely ground cornmeal as flour. And I thought the texture of this was just amazing. And I think, for the most part, when I brought the two orange cakes in, I'd say 80% of the people who tried it here preferred the orange upside down cake.
So I'm looking at the picture on the cover of the citrus cookbook that you use, sweet and savory sun-kissed recipes, and it looks like the rind is on the blood oranges there.
In this particular recipe, in the citrus cookbook, they are. I think it tastes a little bit better in an upside down cake when you don't have the rind, because of course with the rind you've got lovely oil on the very surface, but then bitter pith underneath.
That's what I was wondering about.
And that was the component in the second orange cake I brought. This was a gluten-free cake. It was half ground almonds, half sugar, 6 eggs, and then 2 whole oranges that had been simmered in a pot of water for 2 hours and then thrown in the food processor, peel, pith, and all, and pureed. Simmering them did take out some of the bitterness from the pith, but not entirely. And there was a bitter aftertaste that some people just didn't like in that cake.
You know, for an easy method of getting a citrusy flavor into, say, a white or yellow cake, I mean, could we just, you know, randomly add a little bit of orange zest or lemon zest into it? Or is that really just going to get buried?
If you're working just with zest in a plain cake, that's a good way to start. But I think you're, if you're talking a plain cake, you will probably need to add some juice or zest to your frostings, your, how you ice the cake, or you have the option of making citrus curd, which is very popular for cakes in Britain, where you gently simmer your citrus juice, your citrus zest with a little bit of butter. You can either do it over a pot of boiling water, or if you're a really good cook, you just do it over a low flame. Whisk, whisk, whisk until it gets thick, and then you serve that curd on the cake. I made a tangerine curd and brought this in for people to try on scones. I had no idea you could cook with tangerines. I just assumed tangerines, you know, it's easy to eat. You just eat it out of hand. This made the most delicate, floral, lovely curd that went on top of those scones. Huge hit with the Wisconsin Public Radio staff.
And we can try some deep-fried tangerine curd next, being in Wisconsin. We're talking to Food Friday.
With ranch dressing.
Exactly. You. Food Friday regular Lori Skelton is with us to talk about brightening up our winter menus with citrus.
And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you have any questions about incorporating citrus into your winter meals? What's your favorite way to use citrus in your cooking or your baking? And what flavors do you typically pair with citrus in your cooking? Join us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're continuing our conversation now with Food Friday regular Lori Skelton about using citrus in our winter cooking.
You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your advice, recipes, and questions. Do you cook with lemons, limes, oranges? Grapefruit. Yuck. I don't like grapefruit, but you could tell us about it anyway. Do you have a question about how to do that in a savory dish, in a sweet dish? Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to a caller. Ron is with us in Menominee. Ron, hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us, Ron?
Well, when I'm cooking, I make a lot of banana breads, but and I use a blood orange liqueur named Salerno. It's Italian. It's a very, very bright flavor, and a little bit goes a long ways. But although it brings a lot of orange flavor to whatever you add it to, there's a tiny bit of bitterness in the background, but it's really nice. You can bring a very, very that very bright, rich orange flavor to. I've also used it a couple of times in cakes, and it works very, very well.
And just sprinkle a tiny bit in banana bread, and that makes a big difference.
Well, I'll do a banana bread with a glaze when I finish. It's kind of like a glazed donut.
Mm-hmm. Ron, thanks a lot for that. So the idea you mostly worked with exclusively worked with fresh citrus here, Lori, but this idea of using a citrusy liqueur.
Oh, like I'd really have a problem using liqueurs and. That sounds absolutely amazing, and I know there is another Italian blood orange because it's not available in this country. I think it comes from Seville, up north near Venice, and so that's probably what this particular liqueur is. No, there are always ways to infuse vodka or something with citrus, and if you've already got the liqueur, well, I know it's sort of going against the grain, but as good as a lime margarita is, there's something about a blood orange margarita with Cointreau that is just out of this world.
I had one of those not that long ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Really quite tasty. So I want to talk about kumquats, not just because it's a fun word, but tell us about kumquats.
Now, I was very surprised. I've only started seeing them in Wisconsin in just the last few years. They're about the size of the first joint of your thumb. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit fiddly to work with. Most recipes will ask that you cut them in half and take the seeds out. The seeds are kind of big, but you don't need to peel a kumquat. Mm-hmm. It's going to give you fiber as well as some great antioxidants. Again, you can keep them in the fridge for 3 weeks. If you puree them, the puree will hold in the freezer for 6 months. This has a more earthy citrus taste. It's not as bright as some of the other things we've been talking about. But if you lightly cook this down with some spices and something a little sweeter, this is amazing. either for something like pancakes or waffles to top it with, or if you go a little bit savory, kumquats are amazing on top of roasted meats. We made a chili ginger sauce with kumquats and served it on top of roast duck. It was amazingly good.
Now, does the kumquat simmer in that scenario, or is this just fresh mixed in with the stuff?
This was simmered for about 20 minutes, half an hour. You don't need to cook them too terribly long, but kumquats with ginger just paired beautifully. And then something very, very easy to do with a kumquat is throw about a dozen of them in your food processor with a stick of softened butter and a tablespoon of honey. And blitz that up. And again, this is something great for breakfast on top of toast or bagels or waffles. And this also will keep for a long time. A great way to use up your kumquats if you can find them. And you can start finding them more and more often.
Let's go to the phones again. And Judy in Grand Marsh is with us. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
Hi.
This is a really good way to use the actual good-tasting part of the skin of a tangerine or a blood orange or anything like that. If you peel them like you normally would and get the fruit out and lay it the orange side or whatever color the skin is flat, have your hands very well cleaned and use a good nail brush. And if you have a good thumbnail, it is the most fun thing for a person suffering from cabin fever to scrape that piss off with your, it gets addictive, it really does. And you're left with only the orange, and once I always wash the fruit before I start this process, and you can dry it or whatever, and because it's so thin, you can't use it on a grater or anything, so I cut it with the scissors. Just cut it finely, it's delicious, and it's an addictive habit that I wouldn't spread around, you know, to the general public that I actually enjoy doing. But it's lots of fun.
Will be our secret, Judy. Thanks for that. And then, you know, you could use that fresh, but that seems like something you could, it wouldn't be pickling exactly, but preserve candy, I guess, Laura?
Candied peel is a lovely way to preserve it. Have you seen ever in a store something that looks like a small yellow octopus with maybe a dozen tentacles? That's called a Buddha's hand or citron. And what you can do with that is you don't even need to peel that. You can go ahead and cut it into quarter size pieces, parboil it for about 30 minutes, and that will take some of the bitterness out. And then go ahead and candy that with a simple syrup. If you've ever had real candied citron in a fruitcake, you will never go back to that hard, neon jeweled stuff again. Candied citron is wonderful, and you can use the same idea with citrus peels. With most citrus peels, you don't even need to parboil them to get that bitterness out. Just go ahead, put them in with simple syrup, let that cook for...
Simple syrup just being sugar and water.
Sugar and water in equal parts, and let it cook for half an hour, an hour. Take the candied peel out, let them dry until it's not totally dry, still a little bit tacky, then roll them in sugar, and then hang on to the syrup, because that, again, is wonderful putting in your cocktails.
Let's go back to the savory side a little bit. So let's move on to limes. You made a Caribbean-inspired lime coconut chicken curry for the WPR staff. How did it turn out?
I had a couple of questions about the way this particular recipe was set up, and when I do it again, I will make some changes. This particular recipe called for bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, which you would marinate in lime juice, sweet curry powder, and medium-hot chili powder for about 12 hours. Then sear the chicken and throw it in a crock pot with coconut oil, coconut milk, and shredded unsweetened coconut. I thought it came out a little too oily, so next time I will use boneless, skinless chicken thighs. I won't put nearly as much oil in the marinade. I won't put nearly as much oil in the pot to sear them. I may not even sear them the next time. They may go straight from the marinade into the crock pot with the coconut. That said, once we got past the, well, I'm not so fond of the oiliness, I'm not so fond of the texture of the skin, everybody thought it tasted amazing. This is the first time I've ever done a Caribbean type of curry, and I will definitely keep that in the repertoire.
All right, a lot of good ideas for experimentation here, and that upside-down cake, the blood orange upside-down cake recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. Lori, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
That's Lori Skelton, one of our in-house foodies here at WPR. She was with us to talk about how to use various kinds of citrus fruit to brighten up our winter recipes.